Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to My Greenville Home. It is your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton, talking real estate, bringing you the latest news, information, advice so you can make a smart real estate decision. And we have just got so much going on. You know, a lot of folks say, you know, this is the slow time of year for real estate as we get into the holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, by the way. For you folks out there, hope you're enjoying your time. You're able to spend some time with your family and just take a little bit of a break and express our thankfulness, the blessings that we have here in our country to for free speech, for our freedom of religion, all the great things that we get to appreciate here in the United States. And I hope you're able to spend a little time with your family. I was watching the news last week, and it said that, you know, the travel this year is like pre-pandemic levels. So hopefully everyone is staying safe out there with all the weather and those things going on. But here every Saturday, we just talk about, real estate and how you can make a great real estate decision. I was saying that, you know, this is the time of year when the most of the time it sort of slows down a little bit. You get to hibernate. The showing slow down, but we have just not seen that. We didn't last year. We saw real estate just plow through the holidays. There was really no stopping it, no slowing down. People were coming, and I feel like we're seeing that again this year. And so we are here every Saturday just to kind of talk to you about what we're seeing here in our market. So as you are thinking about your real estate, whether it's a home that you own or rental property, or maybe inheriting a property, that you can just kind of take step by step, and that we just share information that hopefully you find helpful. And one of the things that is really the most important part of owning real estate is to make sure that you take care of that property, that you are performing the type of maintenance that you need to. And fall and winter is definitely the time when there are things that it should trigger some thoughts of home maintenance, of some things that need to happen that you need to take care of in your home. One of the things that also I believe sort of falls under that category of maintenance, and not the funnest thing to think about, but that's insurance and making sure that if something were to happen, it does seem like, you know, winter especially, those are the times when some things happen to properties. You've got, you know, Christmas trees in your home, there's fire hazards, you've got candles. You really need to be thinking about the worst case scenario. What would happen if there were a disaster in your home? Do you have the proper coverage? Are you making sure that your deductibles and the type of coverage that you have are adequate for the value of your home, the value of all the things that you have in your home? So today we're going to be focusing on insurance and just kind of walking through some ideas there, making sure that you are properly covered for your home, for your auto, all those different things. And that's, again, one of the we take the holistic approach to real estate, where we're not just selling you a property. If we help you on the buy side, we're not just saying, here's a home, let's write up the offer and get you in it. We want to make sure that all the different parts and the pieces and the components of the home through the whole transaction, and then the ownership, the lifetime of you owning that home, that we are always a resource for you, that we can help you throughout that process. Or you can, you know, maybe you closed 3 years ago and you're like, you know, I need an electrician or I need a plumber. You can always call us. We want to be your one-stop home shop person to think about when it comes to home. So insurance coverage is right up there as one of the most important things that, as you're purchasing a home, that you want to make sure that you're covered properly, that you're not paying too much. And, sometimes you get in a rut, even where you've had the same insurance company for, 10 years. There's a good chance that if you just shop that around a little bit, that for the same coverage or even better coverage, you might get a better deal. So just some things to think about. And we always like to have an expert on our show when it comes to any kind of topic that we are discussing. So today I want to have my friend Dan Goff with Carolina's Home and Auto, a great insurance partner with Keller Williams, not only right here locally, but they partner all throughout the Carolinas. So wherever you are listening, Dan can help you with your insurance needs. So Dan, thanks for coming on today. Really appreciate you taking some time to chat with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us, Dan, just a little bit about yourself. First of all, you know, how is it that you got into insurance? How long have you been helping folks with their insurance needs?
Awesome. So it doesn't seem like it, because it feels like I kind of just got started, you know, not long ago, but I'm almost going on to 10 years now into the business, and it flew by. I'm licensed in a lot of different states, and I do that because our company is throughout the country. So it just kind of gives me a perspective with the carriers and what's going on with insurance, so that I'm always up to date on the needs for clients basically throughout everywhere that I can be. But I primarily focus on North and South Carolina. I've been licensed there for now about 4 years, you know, probably worked with a couple of thousand clients at this point. So I have a good grip on what's going on there. And as you mentioned, insurance isn't super fun to talk about. There's really nothing sexy about it. But what's really intriguing is, like you said, most people don't shop their insurance. Not a day goes by that I don't save somebody over $1,000 on their insurance packages. So that part of it's really, really fun to do. To help people put some money back in their pockets and increase their coverages at the same time. So they get a nice investment return there.
Yeah. Well, I feel like insurance is a lot like real estate in that, you know, when you're a kid and, you know, they ask you, what do you want to do when you grow up? No one really says insurance. No one says real estate, right? But two awesome careers. And but how did you end up getting into insurance as a career?
I used to manage a restaurant. That my aunt and uncle owned. I did that for about 10 years right out of high school. I was going to college and working at the same time. And I was working a lot of nights and weekends in my, you know, in my 20s. And I was like, hey, I don't know how much I want to do this. A buddy of mine happened to one weekend say, hey, I'm got into an insurance company. Do you want to come in for an interview? I went in for an interview on a Friday afternoon. I started Monday. I got my license, did about a 30-day transition to kind of get a feel on things. And I was like, hey, this could be definitely something for me. Again, it's not super interesting, but I really like helping people and bringing value. So saving money, offering coverage. I like talking to people. So I get to talk to a ton of people every day. I've got a whole bunch of clients that I get to communicate with, through, you know, even regular just clients that have become friends just with text messages quite often. So it was a really good transition, and it wasn't just, you know, basic, hey, like you're just sitting at a computer as an insurance agent, boring, whatnot. It's really fun for me to do, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you get to be on a radio show in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah. I didn't think this is what it was going to transition into, but it's really cool. It's really cool to do something like this.
Yeah. You get to talk to a lot of people at one time, help them just kind of think through their coverage, different things. Cause you know, like we talked about, it's not something you wake up in the morning necessarily and think about, how's my insurance doing today?
Yep.
So you are with Carolina's Home and Auto. Tell us a little bit, kind of, we got about a minute or so till we need to take a break. Just in a nutshell, what's different about Carolina's Home and Auto?
Carolina's Home and Auto is an independent insurance brokerage. So we're up to about 15 or 16 different insurance carriers that we can sell products with. So, you know, it separates us from the original, you know, local storefront independent agent who can offer one product. That was obviously the model for so long. And believe it or not, they probably still hold 85% of the clients throughout the country in a single line, like an Allstate or a State Farm or something. We can sell a lot of their products as well. So we get to kind of shop that around, and we get to work with a lot of realtors and new home buyers because they don't know what they're buying in the house. So we have that expertise that can help, you know, help them make sure they have the proper coverage on everything. And then obviously existing clients, we can review their policies as well.
Yeah. Awesome. So we're talking with Dan Goff, Carolina's Home and Auto Insurance. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to dive into just some more kind of answering your questions about insurance, some things for you to think about. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We'll be right back.
Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting to smile at you. I'm holding it in for a while. I'm on top of the world. I'm on top of the world. Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my
right, all right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. I am your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty Greenville Upstate. And that's a mouthful, but we are just a group of agents that want to help you buy or sell real estate here in the upstate of South Carolina. You can find us at mygreenvillehome.com. And we'd love to help you, whether, you know, like I said, buying or selling home, land, rental property, inherited property, whatever it is. And we really specialize in helping people get top dollar for their homes. And using our experience, my listing partner, Javon, is on track to sell about 100 homes this year. And just to put that in perspective, most agents sell 6 or 7 homes a year. You know, the experience that our team has is, I believe, second to none in terms of just knowing and anticipating issues that will come up in a transaction and help avoiding as many as possible and walking you through the ones that do come up. And so you can connect with us, mygreenvillehome.com or 864-527-7685. And today we're talking insurance. We got another Dan on the show today, Dan Goff with Carolina's Home and Auto. They are an independent insurance company. And Dan, tell us, you're mentioning a little bit kind of what that means for a consumer out there. Tell us what that means, independent versus a what would be the other term if you're not independent?
Like an exclusive or a captive agent.
Captive. There we go. Yeah.
So they would just be, you know, able to represent one product that they, you know, they technically work for, own their business with that company. So we have a contract with, again, 15 different insurance carriers. So what's cool is, you know, I could write an insurance policy for somebody today and we'll just use a round number of $1,000. And if that insurance carrier takes, you know, national catastrophe claims throughout the year and says, hey, we have to go to a, you know, a 10% rate increase and we go to $1,100 or 20% to $1,200. We don't have to leave that policy there. We already have the information. We actually get a little download every morning from every client who's going to be renewing in about 45 days. And it'll tell us what they paid last year, what the percentage increase is, and what the new price is. So we can look at it and say, hey, if you got a 10% rate increase, within 2 minutes, we can shop it right through and have in your inbox have new quotes and say, it's up to you. Do you want to stick with this company and pay the extra? Maybe you had a good experience with them. Or we can switch you over to another insurance carrier. Super easy. Takes us about 5 minutes of paperwork that we handle. And we can get your rates back down to stay competitive for you.
Yeah. That's the thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is how easy you make it. You know, it's not like you have to, you know, there's a lot of things we shop for. Like I was trying to find a flight somewhere and, you know, you have to go on this website, that website, whatever. And it's a pain. But it's literally one phone call with you, a little bit of information, and you do all the legwork, right?
Yeah. So it's about a 3 to 5 minute phone call. We like to have a conversation so we can get some information. What kind of insurance do you need? What kind of assets are we trying to protect with liability insurance? A little bit of information on the house. And then we plug it through a system. We get all the 15 prices and then we can present clients with as many of them as they'd want to see. Some say, hey, we want the best price. Some say, hey, like, let's see the top 3, the top 10, whatever it is, we can go through those options. But yeah, it's about, you know, and then it's another few minute phone call just to review the coverages to make sure that we like to make sure everybody understands what they're actually getting on the insurance policy, right? Some people say, hey, like, I just trust you and let's go with it. Some others, you know, especially, you know, like a new home buyer that is a first time home buyer that doesn't understand insurance, like, let's go through a little bit of detail so you understand exactly what you're paying for. Because let's face it, you're paying over $1,000 a year on average for a home insurance policy. You should understand what you're getting in return for that. We like to bring that to the person, you know, and then we can review it as often as they want to.
Yeah. I always think that's kind of fun. Like you said, you enjoy kind of talking to people, but in a 3 to 5 minute phone call, there's a really good chance they could save $1,000, $1,500, $2,000. I mean, that's a great return on time.
Yeah, we calculated it. I think for October, we were probably just over $22,000 or $23,000 in savings for all of our clients if I totaled them up. So that's between home and auto. Most of our clients, we do get the auto insurance for because, you know, there's big bundle discounts. Sometimes it's 30%. So for any listeners out there, whether you want to go with us or not, if you have your auto and your home insurance with two different companies, it makes total sense to try and take a look at bundling with the same carrier. because a lot of them are offering up to a 30% discount. So yeah, I mean, in 3 minutes, we could save somebody. We just saved somebody almost $2,000 a year, two cars, a house, and an umbrella policy. We did that on Monday. So, I mean, that was a really good savings for them. And I'd say it was no more than 10 minutes worth of their time involved in it.
Yeah. Talk us through, you know, a real estate transaction, what we do, you know, day in, day out. What are some things you could do on the front end for maybe our clients making an offer on a property? And then what are some things they need to be thinking about? A lot of times insurance seems to be historically like the last minute decision. Oh, I gotta get my coverage because my mortgage company's making me. What are some things that we really, you know, need to be thinking about as buyers out there from an insurance perspective?
Yeah, so I guess a buyer going into a, you know, they're going under contract on a house. They know they're going to buy it. It doesn't hurt to get the insurance quotes early. Like, let's get an idea of what you're going to be paying on it so that we can kind of get that figured out. Maybe you want it to pay less. Now, we have some time before you're closing to go over. Maybe you want to raise the deductible. Maybe it's less expensive than you wanted to. So we can say, hey, like, there's extra coverages that you can add on if it's less than what you're anticipated paying. We also offer our clients you can look at the loss history on a property as well. So if somebody's going to buy a house, you can see, you basically have the right to see any insurance claims that were filed on that house. They don't affect your premium, right? If you file a claim, it goes with the person. So that person who's selling that house and goes to buy a new house, that surcharge is going to go with them, not to the new buyer buying that house. But, you know, maybe you want to see, did this house have a fire? You know, that was a $100,000 insurance claim. Most people who file a claim, yeah, it's a huge headache if you have to move out of your house and have it repaired, but you are getting an upgrade. Like, the insurance company is paying for the house to be basically remodeled. So it's not that it's a bad thing, but any education that we can bring to a buyer getting ready to purchase a house, especially in a competitive market these days, we like to provide that.
Yeah. So that's interesting. So if you're listening out there and you're about to buy a property, one of the sort of the insider tips that I didn't realize you could even do this till a few years ago is that you can actually, it's public, not public necessarily, but insurance companies can pull the information. Is it called a CLUE report?
Correct. Yep. Comprehensive loss underwriting report.
Okay. So you guys can pull that. So if someone called and say, hey, Dan, we're about to make an offer on 123 Main Street. Can you pull that for me? Within, you know, a few minutes, you could pull that information, email it, and they could know whether or not that seller
So you'd have to be under contract. You'd have to be under contract on that. Yeah. So you don't want people to be looking at anything on your house until they're actually under contract. On the property. Then you have an obligation to look at, you know, do your due diligence on it there.
Okay.
But as soon as somebody goes under contract, we do that all the time for clients.
That's really cool. That's I think just a great outside the box kind of thing, that another added value that you offer for agents and folks that you work with. Dan, what are some of the coverage things that, you know, if you're a first time home buyer that you need to be thinking about in terms of the value of your home, deductibles, all those kinds of things? Educate us a little bit on something.
Yeah, of course. So the insurance companies run what's called a replacement cost estimator, which, you know, it takes the value of what it would be to rebuild the home if it's a total loss, not necessarily the sale price of the house, but what would it be to rebuild the house? The average, I think I read a report recently that said the average construction cost on a house is up like $56,000 because of the cost of labor and supplies right now. The insurance companies don't always catch up to that as quickly as the cost goes up. So we always add on what's either called guaranteed replacement cost. So if the insurance company says, hey, it's going to be $500,000 to rebuild your house and it costs you a million, you're paying a small price for an endorsement that's guaranteeing you that rebuild. If any of the carriers don't offer that, we put on at least a 50% extension, which would bring you from $500,000 to $750,000. That's going to cover that gap if the prices happen to go up and your coverage hasn't gone up. So that's where us working with a lot of home buyers, and we get to see the different prices. We talk to builders, so we get to pull in the information. That's really big. We also always look at the most common claims in an area, like a region, and we try to make sure we add those endorsements on. So again, if you're going to pay $1,000 for a home insurance policy for basic coverage, and you can add on the most common endorsements for another $100, you'd rather spend the $1,100 and have the necessary coverage instead of just throwing $1,000 away. Right. As far as deductibles go, I usually tell people stick with $1,000 unless you know you have the money in the bank and you're really trying to lower the cost. Some insurance carriers try to do like a percentage deductible. So a 1% deductible on a $500,000 coverage would be $5,000. So I always advise people, hey, you should review that as often as possible and make sure that deductible is set at $1,000, unless you know specifically you chose to have a higher one.
Awesome. Well, that's some really good information for listeners out there. If someone wanted to contact you and say, hey, I want to shop my insurance, or I'm thinking about making a change, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you, Dan?
Best way is my direct cell phone. It's always in my hand. Unfortunately, my wife doesn't like it as much, but that's the world I live in. So text message, phone call, my cell phone, 704-751-9437. Text message or phone call. My office line's on my answering machine. So if you don't get me and you need something urgent, I have a full team that will answer the office line if I'm doing something cool like this.
Awesome. Well, Dan, thank you so much for your time today and expertise. We've been listening to Dan Goff, Carolina's Home and Auto. And you can go to carolinasha.com as well. But definitely give Dan a call if you want to just have him shop for you. Look at your renewal coming up and maybe save a few dollars here around the holidays. Great time to do that. Thanks so much, Dan. We are out of time for this segment. We got to take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to My Greenville Home. All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. It's your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton, talking real estate, bringing the latest news, information, advice. We appreciate Dan Goff with Carolina's Home and Auto joining us this morning, talking about all the different things you need to think about when it comes to insuring your property. And very good information there. And I wanted to also tell you about one of our listings that is on the market. If you're looking in the Greenville Hospital area, Prisma, the main campus, there's a great little neighborhood that actually we've bought and sold some houses in there. And I think it's just a really nice up-and-coming neighborhood called Chestnut Hills. We have a listing there at 107 Farmington Road. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath home, and a nice fenced yard, a great price point for that location, $210,000. And it is very nice, move-in ready to go, and it is at 107 Farmington. So if you want a great home and a good location, up and coming, lots of upside potential, that it'd make a really good investment for someone who wanted to put some money into a single family home as an investment, which is really a fantastic location, great place to do that. There are, like I said, three bedrooms, one baths, one bath, large living area, updated kitchen, granite countertops, backsplash, two secondary bedrooms, a large master, flex room off the kitchen that could be a private office. You know, lots of people are looking to have that little extra space. So even in a smaller home like this, it's got a nice little extra space for you there. Covered patio, extra storage, and a full privacy fence in the backyard. Plenty of room for entertaining, gardening, lots of nice updates, including new plumbing, new HVAC, new siding, new windows, all that 4 years old. This is a really good investment. If it doesn't go sometime soon, I might be tempted to look at that one just personally to pick up as an investment for a really good rental in that area. So check that out. You can go to mygreenvillehome.com, find that on our website. If you just type in 107 Farmington Road in Greenville, and check that out. One of the things that we've recently added to our website, if you're on the desktop version, you can go to mygreenvillehome.com, and we've got guides there. So we've created some really nice guides for you for all the different areas. So Greenville, Simpsonville, Greer, Easley, Pickens, Taylors, Malden. You can just click on that. For instance, if you want to go to Malden, It just talks about some of the great things that are happening in Malden. You can go straight to the listings available in Malden, the schools, all the information there, some of the top neighborhoods, some of the best restaurants, best places to shop, all that kind of stuff, plus all the latest listings that are in Malden and Malden utility information. So if you're buying a home there, the all the different sort of one-stop shop to get to that. And so we have that for a lot of the cities. I've spent a lot of time putting that together in a real professional, nice format for you to check that out. So go to mygreenvillehome.com. Right there at the top, you can just click on guides and hit your own guide there that you want. We also, of course, have our other resources on there, our VIP program that we talked about earlier, the buyer needs that we are looking for. This is a great little section. So if you go to mygreenvillehome.com, go to resources, go to buyer needs. These are homes that we have buyers looking for right now that they have not been able to find on the market right now. So you can kind of scroll through there. We've got it broken down by geography, Greenville, of course, and then Eastside, Taylor's Greer, Malden, Five Forks, downtown, Easley, all throughout the upstate. It shows you exactly the homes that our clients are looking for. So if you look through there and you're like, that looks like that might describe my house, just pick up the phone, give us a call, or you can just contact us right there on the website. We could arrange for a showing, just a one-time showing, bring our client, see if it's a fit. And that way you don't have to go through all the, you know, going onto the market, putting your home on the market, waiting for showings, cleaning, you know, every morning before you leave, making sure all the dishes are away, all those things that you got to do. You want to sell your home, so you want to check that out on our website. The other, you know, the other thing, and that's the great thing about our team. And if I would say, you know, what are some of the biggest differences of, you know, why we hire Dan Hamilton and his team to sell a home versus, you know, any other of the 4,000 agents out there? Because all the licenses are the same, right? You go to real estate school, you get that, and you have the right to sell a property for someone else. I'd say the biggest difference would be just experience. You know, one of our top listing agent, Javon, will be on track to sell 100 homes this year. When you sell 100 homes in 1 year, you get to see all the good, bad, the ugly in a transaction and can anticipate things that are happening that a brand new agent just may not even know about. So that would be one. The other is the options that we can give you. We can come to your house and say, you want to sell. There are several different options you could choose. One would be a traditional, put it on the market and you know, let the market decide, you know, what your home value is worth. Let's see if we can't, you know, generate traffic for you, which we do a really, really good job at, and help our clients, you know, get top dollar. The other thing we could offer you is an instant purchase, instant buyout, where you can just say, this is the number we want to walk away with, and we will structure a deal where you pay no commissions, you pay no fees that are traditionally associated with a real estate transaction from the seller side, and you say, this is the number I need to literally walk away with. And we structure that for you. You can do it on your timing. So if you need an immediate sale, if you need cash within, you know, 2 weeks, we can structure that. If you say, I want to spread this out and, you know, I want to close in 60 days, we can do that as well. So you pick the time, literally the time and date that you want to close and the amount of money you need to walk away with, and we'll structure that deal for you and get it done. The other option we have are kind of a hybrid of that, where we can, if you're in a place where you want to buy a home, but yet you don't want to go out and, you know, sell it, get your home on the market right now because you don't know if you can find what you're looking for. We've got a great partnership called the Home Swap with NOC. And NOC is a lender that can help you put together a non-contingent cash offer on your next home. So you buy that, you don't have to make the payments until you sell your current home. Then they also give you money interest-free to fix up your current home. So maybe that, you know, you need new carpet before you put it on the market. We had one client who did just a full remodel on their home, which really put it head and shoulders above every other home on the market, and they got top dollar. So they were able to use NOC, purchase, move in, get comfortable in their new house, leave their old house, don't have to worry about payments, and then get a $25,000 advance interest-free to do all those little things that, you know, they put new countertops in, they put new flooring in, they painted the whole house. They actually closed in one room to make it actually, instead of a bonus room, make it a full bedroom. And they were able to get top dollar in almost instantly when it went on the market. So that is, I think, really one of the biggest things that we can help you is just kind of sit down, analyze what your needs are, what your wants, how you want to structure your move, and then consult with you to help put together the right move for you. And that's where, you know, we talk about making a smart real estate decision. Real estate is not a one size fits all. There's not one method that works for everyone. And most agents only have one tool in their toolbox, and that is, let's put Trump on the market and hope that someone comes along and we can kind of walk that tightrope and make things happen. Whereas we've got an entire arsenal in our belt and can really kind of walk you through that process. So we got to take our final break of today. Here in just a minute, we'll come back. We'll go to our Ask Dan segment where we answer your questions about real estate and talk about maybe one or two of our new listings coming up as well. We got some really good ones coming up. This is a super time of year to move. Even though traditionally people thought, well, you don't want to move around the holidays. It's actually a great time, good time to snag a deal here in the upstate of South Carolina. You're listening to My Greenville Home. I am your host, Dan Hamilton. You can find us at mygreenvillehome.com. We've got to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Breaking out of this two-star town. I got the green light. I got a little fire. I'm gonna turn this thing around. Can you read? All right. All right. We are back. It is Dan Hamilton here coming to you this Saturday morning talking real estate. Thanks so much for joining us. And as our friend Gary LaVox just mentioned, we do have a lot of five-star reviews, something I'm really proud of and appreciative of our team and all the effort that they put into making every experience a five-star experience when you work with the Hamilton & Company. And I would love for you to just put in to Google just Dan Hamilton Real Estate. And our Google page will, it's called Google My Business. You'll see a picture of me, our logo, and 840 some odd Google five-star reviews. And if you'd like to add a five-star review, we would really, really appreciate it. You don't have to have necessarily worked with us to buy or sell a home, but if the information that we share with you every Saturday morning is helpful, maybe just mention that. Mention that on the reviews, say, hey, we listen to Dan Hamilton on the radio. Hopefully every week we bring you some value. And if you find some value in what we talk about, I would love for you just to share that and share a five-star review. Just go on there, hit the Google reviews. Or up at the right, you can just say, write a review. That would just be super helpful. So thanks for thinking about doing that and helping to add to that. That's really one of the best ways that people find us. They go online, they search for real estate, and we get a lot of folks that are relocating to the area, and they don't know anyone here, so those reviews are helpful to them to understand how you know, we would work with them as a client. We have got just a few minutes left today. It's been a great show. Appreciate you tuning in this Thanksgiving weekend. And this is just really one of my favorite times of the year because it just allows us to pause, spend some time with family, and be thankful and grateful for all the blessings that we have here to live in a free country to have the right to free speech and to associate with those that we want to, to have the religious freedom that we do. So many people, as you kind of look around the world and explore different places, there's no place on earth like our country. And even though it can be frustrating sometimes to watch the process and to see what's happening in different parts of government, it still beats anything else out there on the planet. And it's a great thing that our country still takes a little bit of time to pause, reflect, and be thankful for our blessings. So I hope you and yours are having a great Thanksgiving weekend. And as you get ramped up for the next holiday, it's just this is that season where it's just one thing after another, one event and the next event. And I know as we look at our personal calendars, they're getting very full. And we have got next week coming up on our show, we're going to be talking about all the great different events that are happening throughout the upstate for the holidays, for Christmas, the different things you can go to see what's happening. And you're going to want to stick around, get to that next week, listen to our show, so you can kind of put your calendar together and decide which events you're going to go to. We'll talk about some of our personal favorites for some of the folks here on our team at Hamilton & Company, and the ones that you may have not heard about yet, that are coming up here as we get into the Christmas season. So as we wrap up today, I want to tell you about another new listing that we are just launching this week. It is at 407 Mount Vernon in Greer. And if you know, if that address rings a bell for Mount Vernon, that is a neighborhood called Mount Vernon Estates. It's Mount Vernon Road. Right off of Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greer. This is what I call kind of old school Greer, back behind the Culver's. This is an estate type property, though. Just a beautiful property that it's kind of up on a hill, overlooks Greer to Spartanburg, all that direction. This is a full brick home with 4 acres. And as I talked to the sellers early on about this property, bringing it onto the market, they had mentioned to me that the Clemson Agricultural Department actually brings students out to see all the different species of plants and trees and different things that they have. It is just absolutely magnificent. So if you are wanting to, you know, it's got a great home that just overlooks Greer, full brick, beautiful grounds and properties, fully irrigated. Yeah, so if you are into that and into agricultural and plants and shrubs and all those things, just phenomenal. And on top of that, the icing on the cake is it's got a separate building on the property that could be a great in-law apartment, guest house, potentially a short-term rental auxiliary dwelling unit. It was originally built, so it's a full separate building detached from the house. Originally built as actually an exercise room. So it's got great windows all around. It's got a full bathroom. It can really easily be converted into like a little apartment. It's not your traditional little, you know, basement workout room like I've got in my house that's kind of just down in the basement. This is a beautiful full property that would make someone a wonderful in-law suite. Maybe you've got a college student who wants kind of their own space as they come and go, anything like that. So $850,000, just put in 407 Mount Vernon Road, and that will come up for you. That is the old neighbor of this property was, if you know anything about kind of the old school Greenville politics, Greer politics, Senator Vern Smith lived next door. His kind of beautiful property was right there. So this is kind of that style of home, kind of the old school, full brick, big yard, 4 acres, what I call the great part of old school Greer, right there at 407 Mount Vernon. So $850,000, this can be yours. Beautiful home, beautiful gardens, estate type property. in the heart of Greer, 407 Mount Vernon. Check it out at mygreenvillehome.com. Well, as we wind up the show today, we always take your questions. You can submit them to us at mygreenvillehome.com/questions. And we would be happy to take those and answer them on the air. The first one actually is from Greer. Susan says, are people looking to buy homes during the holidays, or is it better to wait and sell in the spring? Get this question a lot this time of year. If last year is any indication of what this year is going to look like, which it looks like probably it is, there was no break during the holidays for real estate. We just kept on going. People were coming into town. They wanted to buy. We saw significant activity all throughout the winter months, November, December, January, and there was no slowing down. People got the exact number they were looking for from a price point. Didn't see any dip in that. Didn't see a dip in demand. I feel like we are going to continue on with that this year. So I would just advise you, if you need to sell, want to sell, that's still a really good time to be doing that. No reason to wait for the spring. In fact, I would say that's a little risky at this point. I don't, you know, you just never know when this is going to end. It will end this streak. The prices cannot continue to rise at the level they have been. So there's going to be an end to it. I don't know what the end looks like. If it's a plateau where it just sort of levels off, if there's a dip, we just don't know. I don't feel like there will be, but at some point, all this frenzy will end. So if you are, you know, if you're thinking about selling, it's still a really good time to capitalize on that opportunity here in the upstate. So great question, Susan. Next question is from Mark in Travelers Rest. Asked, what should I be looking for in a good real estate agent? Interesting, you know, we kind of touched on this earlier. It is, you know, every real estate agent out there, there's 4,000 or so just in Greenville. There's more in Anderson, more in Spartanburg. Just about everyone, you know, you have a driver's license and you might as well get a real estate license. There are a lot of real estate agents out there, new ones every day. And I would say that, you know, so they're, you know, and actually, interestingly enough, the same real estate license to sell with the state is good for residential, commercial, land. That's all one license. So you really have to talk to an agent that has an expertise in the area that you want to be selling in. So if it's residential, you want to talk to a residential agent. If it's land and timber and hunting property, I'm probably not going to be your specialist in that. That's just not our niche that we fill. But we can refer you to, there's some great companies in the upstate that do handle that. So what you should be looking for is experience in the actual type of property that you're looking to buy or sell. And that would be the number one thing I could tell you, because experience is the only way to learn really, you know, how to do this business correctly. So that is all the time we have today. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate Dan Goff with Carolina's Home and Auto coming on today, chat with us about what's happening in the insurance world and some great tips for you to think about for insuring your property. You have been listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host, Dan Hamilton, here every Saturday. Looking forward to seeing you next Saturday. Hope everyone has a great rest of their Thanksgiving weekend. And I look forward to connecting with you next Saturday as we talk about all the great holiday events coming up. You've been listening to My Greenville Home. We'll see you next week.